Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Multiple agencies are investigating the arrest and death of a man jailed in Clarksville. And some community leaders want federal authorities to step in. They say officers used excessive force in arresting 34-year-old Darius Chapel. Here's more from WPLN's LaTonya Turner.
A Clarksville police officer has been placed on administrative leave as public concerns grow. A rally on Saturday at a Clarksville church drew demands for answers and accountability.
This is what happens when the people who are supposed to protect you kill you. They wouldn't do a dog like they did this brother. Understand.
Darius Chapel was arrested by Montgomery County deputies on June 29th with assistance from a Clarksville police officer and canine dog. An online video from a bystander shows deputies holding Chapel to the ground as he screamed and struggled while the canine was biting him. Clarksville authorities and the TBI are investigating the use of force during the arrest. At a rally, NAACP State President Gloria Sweet Love called for help from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
To come and look at the facts, look at all of the videos, look at everything that was done. We don't feel like we will get what we need in this town and in this culture without some outside help.
She also wants answers about Chapel's death in the Montgomery County Jail. She says the sheriff told her Chapel was fine after family members asked for a wellness check. He died the next day. LaTonya Turner, WPLN News.
The Clarksville Police Department released a statement Monday afternoon. Chief Ty Burdine said the department is launching its own internal investigation and will fully cooperate with TBI's ongoing work. Also this afternoon, a statement from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says it did a preliminary investigation of Chapel's death and has turned over the findings to TBI. The department also says Chapel's arrest stemmed from a warrant for felony parole violation. As always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.